everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you all, will come through. Also, we find that it's whoever's most appropriate for what's going on in the world, which has been very interesting to look at the trail week by week of who's come on and what's been happening. And the healing energies that have thus been offered to humanity and the planet. We get no advance notice, so it's always a lovely surprise. And let me give you some phone numbers. If you're on a listen-only line and would like to ask a question, which we would love to have you do, please call a different number. The first is toll-free, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And the alternate line is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And so, let's get started.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And you are?
Well, let's see. Some people picture me with a pointy hat, which I don't have, by the by. My name is Merlin.
Merlin, thank you. I was thinking that since we're not announcing yourself immediately. Maybe this is Merlin. How lovely.
Thank you,
Merlin, for coming tonight.
My pleasure.
And we have Barbara on the line. Barbara, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
I would like to know, there's so much going on, and is Trump doing a good job?
You have to understand that he sees his job still as stirring the pot, and that he is doing, I think you would have to agree, a great job at.
Will he remain as president for the 4 years or eight, or will he step down?
Dear one, he will make way for the new governance that is coming.
And when is that, Merlin?
Quite possibly before the new year is here.
Oh, before 2018?
Yeah. Yes.
I see. I heard that Obama's eldest daughter, Malia, is pregnant. Is that true?
Not going there.
Oh. Oh, why do you say not going there?
Because I don't think it serves
a purpose. How is Trump's marriage? Is that solid?
Gold.
Gold.
Solid as gold.
Solid as. Oh, speaking of gold, Merlin.
Yes, dear.
When are we going to go on the gold standard?
Again, this year.
Oh, before 2018?
Yes.
Well, let's get down to the brass tacks. March?
Yes.
March 17th?
What about it?
Would that be the date that we go on the gold standard?
This year, dear one.
This year, you mean March 2017?
No. This year. Before 2018.
Oh. Oh, boy. What about the RV? Is that the same?
Yes, dear one.
Oh, so we have another year to wait.
I didn't say that. What I said was before 2018.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So where am I going, Merlin? Am I heading for a new horizon? Will I be going to Chicago or Milwaukee? Where am I going after the money comes?
Where would it tickle your heart to go?
Every place.
Then I suggest you go there.
Oh, Merlin, you're being funny tonight.
No, I'm being serious.
Work a little magic tonight on me. Spread those little gold flakes, Merlin. Where do you see me going?
Where do I see you going?
Yes.
I see you going to Milwaukee.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay, Merlin. I guess that's about it for now. So on to the next person. You can take it out of your hat. Bye.
Thank you, Barbara.
Namaste.
Okay.
Bye.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Verna, welcome.
Hi.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here and talk with you.
Well, thank you.
My question for you, Merlin, is there something I can do for Jake?
Send him pictures of where he's going.
Okay, I've talked to him about it. Okay.
Yeah. Talk to him. Tell him. That's the best thing you can do for that one.
Do you mean Maui or do you mean his passing?
I mean Maui.
Okay, yay. Okay. I will do that. My next question is about my sister. What is the issue between us?
Do you really want me to answer that?
Yes, I do.
You're too similar.
It's as simple as that.
It's as simple as that.
Okay, there's no way I can help her either.
No, dear.
Okay.
Bless her.
Yes.
That's what you can do.
Okay, I can do that.
Yes, you can.
My daughter, Susan, is she losing her job?
Do you have her permission to ask the question?
Well, I think I do.
Do you?
I'm the mother, yes.
I don't think that's sufficient, dear one.
So you won't tell me yes or no?
Because it's invasive.
Well, I know. I just worry about her. Can you tell me when you see me and Jake living in Maui again?
April.
Oh, okay. All right. Will I have my own money to move there?
It won't be an issue.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bless you. Namaste, Merlin.
Namaste, dear one.
Thank you, Verna.
I'll talk to you, Mary and Rod. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. There's a recent email, Merlin, about Edward Snowden and exposing that he says he has documents showing that bin Laden is still on the CIA's payroll, and that he believes that the U.S. government faked bin Laden's death and transported him and his family to someplace in Bahamas. And that the whole thing was trumped up, so to speak, not to have connection with Trump, but the whole thing was created. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, I have suspected this for a long time, and I think some other people have also.
Why would they not take care of their creature?
Exactly.
They created
him. Yes. Yes, he's on the payroll, and he's living a pretty high-quality life, from what Snowden says.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. Okay. All right. He was definitely of service to the dark side, shall we say?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
True.
And anybody who's tried to expose this other than Snowden has run into some challenges, right?
So to speak, yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay, I am pleased that you said that Trump's marriage and Melania's is gold. I'm sure there are a lot of challenges they're having to deal with, but I don't see them, excuse me, not working through those and coming out okay the other side.
They will indeed work through them. They will stand together firm.
Yes. Yes, I do believe that. Okay. What's happening with the global banking system right now as far as people who I call the greedy, grabby paws, as far as the percentage of them gone versus what's left on a global basis? Can you tell us?
There are about 7% left.
Oh, that's good. 7%. That means in the next few weeks, that should all be cleaned up pretty much, right?
Correct.
Good, good, good. Okay.
Yes, it is good for you and good for all humanity.
Oh, you bet. Okay. The thing that's been labeled Pizzagate or Pedogate, dealing with children, and the wrongs done by high-level government people and heads of corporations, I guess, all through throughout the world. This is finally getting exposed, is it not?
It is.
Okay. And it sounds like there's a great split within the intelligence agencies as those who want to expose this and those who want to keep it hidden. Is that true?
Well, if the ones they're looking for are the ones next door, so to speak, you might expect that they want to keep it hidden.
Absolutely, because they're part of it.
Right.
Right? Yes. And they're all throughout the intelligence agencies to some degree and all the government agencies, right? At least to some degree.
To some degree, but mostly we're talking CIA.
CIA. Okay. Okay. I do have friends whose husbands were in the CIA for a few years and ended up bailing out. This was years ago, probably because they saw too much and couldn't take it anymore. Is that pretty accurate?
Yes, it is.
And they couldn't talk about it. They had to just do what they could to dismiss it from their minds and move on, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Okay. Okay, do we have a caller? Hello? We have some interference. Okay, Jeff Sessions. Is he doing a good to very good or adequate job of dealing with exposing Pedogate, Pizzagate, whatever you want to call it, and beginning to dig into that garbage pile, if you will, and get it exposed?
He's taking it on and is progressing.
Progressing. Okay.
Yes.
That has to be one of the most challenging jobs on the planet right now. Because it's so entrenched, right?
And it's like trying to clean the sewers. How do you do that without getting it on you?
Exactly. And an active sewer that keeps dumping more while you're trying to clean what's in front of you, right?
Exactly.
Wow, that is just awful. Okay. There were 7 countries included in the travel ban, but it's my understanding that Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and Turkey were not included. Is there a reason that you can address that issue? There's a reason why they weren't?
Because those places didn't present the problem that the ones that were banned did.
Oh, okay. Okay. This ban relates to an email I got today about the situation in Los Angeles County, for example, where there's such a high percentage of illegal immigrants, not legals, but illegals, and the very high percentages of illegals in prison or jail that are on welfare, that are not doing productive work or being paid under the table, not paying taxes. So I think LA is probably one of the worst places as far as being a target for illegals to come and not go through the legal process of immigrating properly. Are those numbers pretty accurate? They're pretty high.
Yes, they are. And this will all change in the near future.
Okay, so Trump is going to be able to make a difference on the immigration situation. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
He's going to be able to enforce rules or get others to enforce rules so that those who want to be legal can be.
Yes.
And those who are not legal and don't want to bother need to go home. Yes?
Correct.
Okay. This is awesome because it's really not right or fair the way it's worked out so far.
Understatement.
Okay. 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 Is there anything you can address about the role of Israel at this time or what's going to happen? Because there's such a mixture there of the Khazarian type Jews and the true Jewish people who abide by, you know, their religion and are not part of the Khazarian mafia, so to speak. What's going to happen, or can you project what will happen with Israel?
all of those whose goals and ideals are not of the light are going to no longer be with you in the future.
Yes.
So not too distant future.
Not too distant, like this year?
Like maybe this year.
This year. All right, that is awesome. Okay, so all the back and forth fighting, Israel fighting Trump, is really the representatives of the cabal there who are know that Trump is the end of their game if they give in.
No, they got that big time, yes.
Yeah, they understand that, don't they? Okay. Okay. And so what I see is that there's really nasty fighting going on because they're fighting their what they've committed to their entire lives, basically, right? And they see it all going down the drain.
Yes, if you were in charge of the planet and using the planet and its resources and its people for what you wanted, and then you see that changing to not being that way anymore, you might be a little concerned.
Like panicked.
Yes.
And that's what all this, the chaos and the blame and the anti-Trump stuff and everything is, that either knowingly or unknowingly, people are being sucked into that because they're either part of the agenda or they're uninformed, shall we say. Is that true?
That's generous.
Okay. Okay. So the whole Pizzagate situation is worldwide, is it not, pretty much, at least among the developed countries?
It is indeed.
And so it's a very massive job to take this down.
Indeed it is.
Okay. Okay, is this a cabal interference or a technical error on somebody's part?
The latter.
Technical error.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Robert Steele is an ex-CIA senior agent, and he apparently has exposed a great deal of information. And so I understand Robert David Steele, has he exposed, I mean, he's a good guy and is doing his best to expose stuff that should be exposed.
A mixed bag, but yes.
All right. So he's not totally informed about everything, but he's right about some things that are important, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Barbara, are you back?
I wanted to ask about the TRAPPIST-1, so that is the seven new planets. Can you tell me something about them? Are they? Do they have oxygen? Do they have water? Are there people? Is there life on the planet?
Yes, there is life on the planet. And yes, it sustains life.
It does. When are they going to tell us that?
Probably next year.
Probably.
Yes.
Will there be more articles and more information about it?
Yes, there will be.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay, so she brought up seven new planets. Where are these? I've not read up on this. Can you help me and any of our listeners?
That information is on the internet. Have kind of magically appeared.
Are they part of our solar system or outside our solar system?
Part of.
Oh, that kind of expands the solar system a bit.
A bit, yes.
Okay, that's very exciting. Are they from another dimension?
No.
Okay.
But they're magical.
They're magical?
Yes.
Okay, but not from another dimension. So
yes.
They're 3D?
At the moment.
At the moment. Interesting. Have they always been there but not apparent because they're magical?
Correct.
Oh, how interesting. The closest one to Earth, whereabouts is it located?
Think Orion's Belt.
Orion's Belt. Okay, but Orion's Belt is not part of our solar system, is it?
Yes, it is.
It's part of our galaxy.
And it's part of your solar system.
Part of our solar system. Interesting. Okay. What's the purpose of these planets, or do they each have their own unique purpose?
They each have their own purpose.
But each one is a magical purpose of some kind?
Yes.
Wow. You know I love magic.
Yes.
This is very fascinating to me.
Okay.
Is there anything that you can share about the purpose of any of them?
There is a lot of magic occurring in the world right now.
Yes.
And there is a reason for that.
Well, because we're moving into a higher plane or another dimension, or we have the new Earth we're going to. Yes. Is that all part of it?
That's all part of it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Magic is wonderful. I think you would agree.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
Yes.
I love magic.
And I would ask all of you, when magic occurs for you, and is going to be occurring more often, to first accept and then be grateful.
Number one, accept. Number two, be grateful.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That's my request.
All right. Sounds good to me. Now, may I ask a question about something that just happened this afternoon? The host firmly believes that his cell phone was with him when we went to our storage this afternoon.
It was.
And that then it appeared to be lost. We went back to look for it, but when he came into the house, it was here. Was that magic?
It was indeed, because he had taken it with him. He had put it in his pocket, and it had fallen out.
Okay.
But I circumvented that loss.
You facilitated that for us.
Yeah, I did.
That's lovely. Thank you.
With great pleasure.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, because that was not a pleasant thought to think about his cell phone being gone.
Understand.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. Entirely.
I love it. Okay. Let's take a very quick break here. Let me give you phone numbers. Where did I put the phone numbers? Hang on. Put them back. Whoops. Now I need some magic.
Okay, here you can have it.
Okay. We are having the pleasure of the company of Merlin tonight, which is awesome. And if you're on a listen-only line, and we'd love to have you ask a question. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008. And the backup line is 323-744-4831. So again, we're back with Merlin. It was just it's a real treat for me and for everybody, because as he says, there's so much magic on the planet now, and that's going to increase, is it not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I love it. All right. So, how's Trump holding up with all of the pressures and so forth on him and the huge range of focus areas?
He's doing very well.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Okay. Reportedly, Newt Gingrich was on his way to Antarctica, and others as well. What's happening down in Antarctica? What's coming up? What's being exposed? What's important for us to know about Antarctica right now?
Antarctica is a portal in which beings from other realities visit your planet.
Okay.
And communicate with humans there.
Okay.
That's what's happening.
All right. That's awesome. But that's been going on quietly for some time, has it not?
It has indeed.
Mm-hmm. Do they come in near, I understand there's an opening to inner Earth or hollow Earth at the South Pole as well as the North Pole. Are they close together? Does that all work together? Or are they quite separate?
The poles?
Yeah. Well, the areas of Antarctica where the other beings are coming in, the portals.
Are they close to what?
It's my understanding there's an opening at the South Pole as well as the North Pole to inner Earth,
yes,
or hollow Earth. Are those close together at the South Pole and the portals? Or are they separate?
They're a little separate.
But certainly close enough for beings to come and go as...
Oh, easily.
Easily.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Apparently, there's more exposure to the opening at the North Pole now, again, although that's been known for some time. And, of course, this is why pilots are prevented or told they may not fly over the North Pole, because the hole is there, right? The opening?
Yes.
And they don't want anybody else, passengers, to see it.
Correct.
But the pilots know, do they not?
Of course.
They know why they have to avoid going directly over the pole. Okay?
Indeed, they do.
Okay. There was a story this week of a man in a Tesla who saw a driver, a car wavering, and noticed the driver apparently was not conscious, and used his Tesla to slow down the other car, and of course damaged his Tesla because of it. And Elon Musk is going to fix that Tesla at no charge and pronto. Isn't that a wonderful story? Is that really happened?
Yes, it is wonderful story, and okay. I think it is to be cherished.
Absolutely marvelous, and I understand the man was apparently unconscious in his car, is doing okay. He's in a hospital now.
Yes.
Doing okay?
Yes.
That's a miracle. That's wonderful. Elon Musk has been announcing some interesting things. Can you share with us his chosen role in helping humanity and the planet with his ideas and future plans?
He is not working alone either.
Okay.
Okay. And he does have ideas on how to fire up the planet's economies.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And will be successful in that endeavor. Why? Because he has help.
He has help.
Yes.
He's listening and has help, like Putin and Trump and some other key people, right?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's great. Okay. What's the situation in Washington now? I guess it's probably pretty chaotic, at least under the surface, between the good guys and the bad guys, so to speak, and Trump trying to clean up the swamp, as they say.
Yes.
All right. Is he making good progress?
He is indeed.
And so making progress against people who don't have humanity's best interests at heart means that those people are going to start making more mistakes, right? And doing things that are really ridiculous on the surface. It's normally when people go into panic mode because their agenda is going down the drain.
And there is a lot of panic mode happening.
I bet there is.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Again, if you've been used to running the show and getting away with really bad stuff.
Yeah.
And that starts being taken away from you. You tend to panic.
Total panic. Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. This is great. Can you address the recent announcement by Cobra? What kind of effect his work and the meditations he asks for and so forth, are they having a positive effect on the planet and humanity?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Okay.
So, absolutely, they are.
Okay, so Cobra is definitely assisting along with others.
Yes.
Yes, good. Okay.
Yes, it is quite good.
That is great. Okay. There's a solar eclipse on February 26th, and he wants a meditation, a worldwide meditation, to assist in empowering that eclipse to do as much good as possible. Is that a valuable activity?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Okay. What is this eclipse basically about?
This one?
Mm-hmm.
It's about finishing unlocking the door that has been holding you in.
Okay, finishing unlocking the door that's
been holding humanity in.
Okay. So the door has been opening crack by crack, so to speak, for a while.
Yes, it has.
And this is now to finish that opening so it could be full on?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Okay, so this will help to ground light onto the surface of the planet, as he says, and speed up the ascension process.
Indeed.
Okay. He says there's a huge energy vortex anchored in the Congo, the area that is now the Congo, Congo vortex. Is this correct information?
Yes, it is.
Can you tell us a little bit about that energy vortex?
It was put there by those who came to your planet quite some time ago.
He says 2 million years or so.
That's quite some time ago.
Yes, that is quite some time ago, yes.
And was used for as a space portal for quite some time.
Okay, place to come and go.
Yes.
Okay. Were the reptilians involved in taking this over at some point?
Yes, they were.
Okay, so it started out as a light place, a portal of light.
Yes.
And then reptilians came in and took it over.
Yes.
Okay. And now it's time for us to help take this back? Or there's several helping take this back?
There are several.
Several.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Wish them well.
Absolutely. Okay. Okay, let's see. What else? There's so much going on. Oh my gosh. There's been several reports about Obama not just fading away like a past president, but being actively involved in doing stuff to subvert Trump's administration and the whole New World Agenda, a Rockefeller, et cetera, thing that Obama is clearly actively working on that behalf. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay. And there was a report.
What you didn't say, and against humanity.
Against humanity, yes. In other words, Obama started out, I felt genuine good energy from him when he started in 2008. But he certainly went 100% the other way, right? Not just in effect.
Totally seduced, yes.
Totally seduced, okay. And there's a report that he and the family were in Kenya waiting for the ability to come back to the United States, or is he in Washington actually engineering this opposition to Trump's agenda?
He is engineering it, but not from Washington. He is, as reported, in Kenya.
Okay, but he's got people loyal to him that are in Washington that are engineering it.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Unfortunately, that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry that he bought the farm, so to speak, because there seemed to be real hope with him originally. But then that's a choice on his part.
Correct.
Yes.
Everybody gets to choose.
Yes, everybody gets to choose. Except our cat, when he wants to go out, he doesn't always get to choose to go.
But he got to choose to be with you.
Yes.
Yes.
And he is awesome. He is so awesome.
Isn't he? Yes.
And he has now conquered the neighborhood, has he not?
That he has.
Just from our yard without having to foray around.
Without having to go very far.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that he's so helpful with our kitten, Sizzle. And even though he has mixed emotions about that. And Sizzle needs to get street smart. And I'm not sure how to ask Jazz to teach him to get street smart.
Oh, you have been asking him.
Well, we have been, yes. Is
yes,
it working?
You have. What?
Is it working?
Yes.
Is Sizzle learning?
Sizzle is learning.
Okay. He's not running away from us so much when he goes out to have fun. He's allowing one of us to catch him and bring him back in. So that's progress.
Small progress, yes.
Yes, okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. What else? There's so much to ask about. What's happening with China now and working with Putin and Trump? Are the Chinese, they always hold themselves a little bit separate and not totally involved, right? That's part of their culture.
That is part of their culture, but they are participating with Putin and with Trump in making positive changes for all humanity.
And they really want positive changes for humanity without any imperialistic desires like the cabal has had, right?
Correct.
Correct. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
They are sincere.
Yeah, I feel that. Japan is another story, is it not?
Well,
indeed. There's still Khazarian mafia there, right?
Much. Much indeed.
Is it getting cleaned out? Is it really being?
It is being cleaned out as your country is being cleaned out as well.
Okay. But it's a pretty big job, I hear, for Japan. At least I get that sense from Benjamin Fulford that it's a pretty big job to clean up that
area.
It's
a pretty big job in the U.S. as well, my dear.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm afraid we are the winners of that contest, are we not?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. There was a report about Winston Churchill seeing dangers many years ago of people who ascribe to a religion that is not of love but is of, shall I say, fear or hate or power or whatever, and that Obama removed Winston Churchill's picture that was hanging in the White House in honor of Churchill. Is this all true?
That is so.
It's all true. Okay. Okay. Some time ago, I received an email, which I passed on, showing a number of pictures of Middle Eastern countries, one picture per country, with one woman in each picture wearing a beautiful native dress of that would be native to that country. But they were beautiful. They were flower designs and very, very pretty, fancy, attractive. And, of course, that has very much changed now. The title on the email was, "Where Have All the Flowers Gone?" Do you see those beautiful dresses and the freedom to wear them coming back in the near future, so that women have more honor and more freedom in those countries than seems to be current in a lot of areas?
With a vengeance.
Oh, like the women are going to wake up?
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, they are. That is happening.
It is happening now, already starting to happen?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That is so good because I know it's a choice and everybody has the right to choose. But certainly those dresses and the freedom to wear them are much more attractive and fun and uplifting than some of the garb that's being worn now. Yes.
Okay. Absolutely correct, my dear.
Yes. All right. Well, I certainly cast my vote in that direction. Okay. What would you like to share with our listeners at this time that would be appropriate and helpful to them?
What you need to understand is that you are so much more powerful than you have been led to believe. You can create amazing things, and you can lead others to do so as well. You are powerful. Get it. Live it.
I love that. And part of that is believing in and using magic to bypass some situations that look like they might not be able to be bypassed, right?
Correct.
That is just, you know, the more confidence I get with this, the more fun it becomes. And that's really a nice feeling.
Appropriate.
Good.
Appropriate, my dear.
Good, good, good. Okay. Should we look toward the new governance? Well, it will be sometime in 2017, right?
Yes.
Maybe by later in the spring? Or will it be summer? Or I know it's hard to tell because it's in process.
It is in process and will occur at the right time.
Yes, right. And it's still the consciousness of humanity in general and in the U.S., particularly of American general consciousness, that controls the flow of how quickly this happens?
Yes.
Okay. So the good powers that be, so to speak, are in constant measurement of the consciousness to see just how much they can move forward each given
yes.
moment, day, week, whatever. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. So if you want the new governance, what do you need to do?
Empower it.
Yeah, yes, 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 empower it.
Believe in it.
Yes.
Welcome it. Choose it.
Live it.
Live it. And know that it's going to be so good for everybody.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's still going to be somewhat modeled after King Arthur's Round Table, where there's more participation and more local involvement and more
yes.
interest, where people feel that they want to be involved in their local communities and what happens.
And in large measure responsible for what happens.
Yes, taking responsibility. Yes. Yes, I was very pleased last night. There was a meeting about water on certain parts of Maui that was open to the public for comments on the environmental impact statement that's being created because there's a corporation that wants, again, to keep stealing the water. They've applied for a new lease, and I was pleased to see that the room was crowded and there were some very credible people speaking points about the need for local use of water and the protection of the water for the people and not just turning it over to a big corporation to do as they please. I was very pleased about the meeting.
Appropriately so, my dear.
It was really good, was it not?
Yes, it was.
Better than expected ahead of time?
Way better.
Way better.
Way
okay.
better.
There were so many credible people who spoke. And I felt the meeting was very well run. It was honor to the speakers. They wanted everybody to be heard. Now, I don't know what's going to happen when it moves up the chain, so to speak. And the powers that were, or the ones that are going away, what they have to do with it, but I felt it was a major positive effort and well run. So this is what you're talking about, but we need more of this.
Yes, you do.
Yes, okay. I was very glad we went to the meeting. Thank you for encouraging us to go to the meeting.
You did entirely yesterday. Welcome,
Lydia. Okay. Okay, so that's really, really of value. Okay, well, Merlin, thank you always for your beautiful presence, for your interaction with our listeners and our callers tonight. We're very grateful, as always.
Blessings, my dear.
Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Namaste.